You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Some of you have heard when I've spoken in the past, and I still go back to this into Voices of Recovery on 2005. So I hope the page 2005, I hope that they don't change that because it's one of my favorites. And it's about the freedoms that we get through working the steps in the program. And what I have to share is that this has changed my life. And so I always refer to that page, even if our shares evolve as we go. So I hope I'm not saying the same thing as I've said before. But anyway, on Voices of Recovery, on page 205, it talks about the freedoms that we get from working each step. And in one, it's the obsession with food. And when we come into when I came into the program, I wanted to lose weight. That was my main goal. I came in through another program. I knew the 12 steps worked. Excuse me. But I had no control over my food. And so I came in New Orleans, and I had wonderful sponsors. However, they did moderation. Moderation didn't work for me. But I call that my experimenting so that I was ready. Because then when I got out here to California and found you all and found the How Focus meetings, I was ready and willing to try that. And I was scared. I mean, you know, what is going to replace how I ate? But I was so petrified that I followed it to the letter, you know, with many questions to my sponsor, and thank God for that, because that's what got me abstinent. That I had a true abstinence. I had the peace, and the cravings of the food were gone. Plus, as we know, then other things in our lives start changing. And so with the food plan, I went to, you know, we go to step two, which is insanity and hopelessness, the freedom from insanity and hopelessness. And before the program, you know, it was, if I got to this weight, that's what was going to make me happy and my life was going to be Cinderella life. It wasn't, because I got to that weight, but it was by the cat with the nails on the chalkboard, and I couldn't keep it. You know, I would be able to lose the weight, whether it was pills or whether it was other diet plans. But eventually I went back to eating because it didn't have the basis, the foundation to work and keep my abstinence. And so then we go to step three, which is the freedom of bondage from self. And of course, I don't know about you all, but I loved control, and I was rigid. I mean, my husband used to say I worked a full-time job, and then I would clean house at night. And that's because I had control. That's what I had control of. I didn't have control of the food. I didn't have control of the outside life. But I could control a clean house, and that was my method, you know. And I think that was the most beautiful thing of finding in step three for me was learning to do meditation and having that freedom and knowing that a higher power didn't let me down. You know, that we're a human, we make mistakes, and everybody makes mistakes. I didn't like that either. But But my higher power was there for me, even if I made a mistake. You know, he would sit through with me because that's my higher power. And four is our step, as we know, is the inventory, and that's the dishonesty. And for me, it's what do you want me to present to you? That's what I will do my best as a chameleon to try. You like this political view? Okay, I'll let you think I like that view, even if it isn't what I like. And so step four was learning to be honest in these little things and learning to be honest with myself, you know. Okay, I ate that food. It doesn't work for me. I can't put that on my food plan because the cravings come and then I want more, you know. So the step four helped me with the outside and the inside to match more. And step five is isolation, and that was giving my step four away. And it didn't really happen in OA, but it happened in the other program that I came in, was that I did a four step and shoved it in the drawer. God knows what I did. I don't need to tell you. Well, it doesn't work. And so that's the beauty of learning, and I did learn it in the other program, and I learned it here, that I have to share the inside with another human being. And not everything's for public. We don't have to share everything at a meeting. But that's why we have a sponsor or a therapist or a religious person that we can go to. And so that's what I did through a variety of methods is, you know, share what's really inside. Because I know that you can relate when I say that I would look at somebody else's life and want what they had, because that's what I saw. But we don't see what's on the inside. And they don't see what's on the inside with me unless I share that. And so the fifth step was really a big step for me. And it, as we've talked in meetings, it gives us freedom because we learn that other people have done that. My sponsor was so loving when I said something that I thought was really horrible. And she said, yeah, I've been there too. And, you know, that just, it still touches me because it's such a relief to know that, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone with the food. I'm not alone with these crazy thoughts that I get. Another person can relate to that. And maybe sometimes in our journeys, not everything has happened exactly the same to us, but we can relate to another person where we can't relate to some of the people on the outside. You know, a lot of people say, just put down that drink. Why can't you just put it down and walk away? Why can't you just ignore that food? Well, because we have a disease. We're compulsive. Or we have compulsive food behaviors. All right, so step six is freedom from running the show. And I think you've already kind of got that message from my share that I'm not in charge. As much as I think I'm in charge or control, I'm not. And that part about cleaning house and that just learning to say, I'm not in control. And many times I remember maybe in that other program, I was talking about somebody else in my family that was going through an addiction. And I said something about, I picture offering them up, like the good shepherd. We've all seen pictures where the good shepherd goes after the sheep that walks away or gets lost. And the therapist said to me, well, do you picture yourself that way, that you offer yourself up? And I thought, no, I don't think about myself that way. And so I think that's what's really important to me as a message, is that I have to share where I am, and then that way I get to hear other things that I, between these 2 years, hasn't happened before. Maybe the way somebody else works their food, maybe it's the way somebody else works their relationship. Then I have new tools or new ways of acting, of a response. And in step seven, we have freedom from self-reliance. And I think you've heard that too. I mean, it's humbling. I didn't know how to ask for help. I thought I had to know how to do everything. And that's part of the control issue, the perfectionism. And I think that's been the biggest gift in this program, is pick up the phone and ask another person. And just hear, you know, to hear about their day instead of what I'm going through. And there's, you know, many things that are worse than what I have to go through. So just trying to listen to another person. I don't have to fix them. That was the beauty. They have their own higher power. And step eight, blame, you know, freedom from blame. My biggest MO was, it's not my fault because they did this. If they didn't do that, then, you know, it wouldn't happen to me, or I wouldn't react that way. And step eight was made me, I still remember one of my bosses at Tulane when I worked in the blood bank, and he said, you have to teach people to fish. You can't just give them the fish. And I thought, oh, okay, you have to do some work here. And step nine is freedom from the fear of people. And I've shared this before at meetings that I didn't trust people. I've had abuse in the past and when I was growing up, and especially men. I didn't trust men. And one of the biggest joys in my life has been learning to dance at the YMCA. And I never even thought until I came home one day and I was telling my husband how much fun I had. He wouldn't do it with me. He likes tennis and golf, and he says he can't add dance. So I was disappointed in that he, you know, was, I thought it was something we could do together. But he said, you go do it. Go do it. He says, I see that you're having fun. And I thought, wow. I am having fun. I am enjoying talking to these men. They don't want anything from me. They're here for the same reason I am. They want to learn to dance. That was so, like I say, that was so freeing. It was like, oh my gosh, from that little girl that went to, you know, school and hid behind pillars so nobody would see her and wouldn't do any talking. I know somebody's timing me. I hope. Anyway, I have changed, but it's not me that has done all the change. It's the work, the footwork, and the higher power, and hearing you all, how you handle life, that I get a second chance here. And freedom, okay, so we said people. So free, the complacency, the inventory. I'm still working on that. It's a daily progress. Some days I do an inventory. Some days I do not. But my day is much better on the days I do, because it's like, oh, I don't like the way I reacted. That, you know, next time when I have this situation, I want to come from a more kind, loving place instead of the I place of Joanne, you know, taking care of myself. And so inventory has helped me, because if I don't do an inventory, it's sort of like the old way and the easy way out. And the inventory makes me, it makes me stick up for my beliefs, but it also makes me respond better to other people, I think. What else do I want to say? On step 11, it's the freedom from loneliness. And I think that's what I'm saying, is trying to come from a more true place, being conscious of my actions instead of just reacting to whatever happens in my life. Whether it's last night, I was out with a friend, we had a lovely dinner, then she brings out these bags of cookies, and you know, it's not my food, and there's these other people, and everybody's, oh yeah, thank you, you know, and it's like, do I try to bring this home to my husband? But it's not a good idea for me. It's better if I just tell her, you know, please, you know, it's just not my food. I don't eat sugar. And she's coming over today so she can give the cookies to my husband. I don't have to handle them. And lastly, step 12, the lack of purpose. I remember in eighth grade, my name is Joanne Sutherland. I wanted to be Joan Sutherland, the opera star. But I didn't want to do the work. I never considered what hours she must have spent to get that voice, you know, the training, the hours of rehearsal or something. I just wanted it like that. I want the end result without doing the work. It doesn't work. That does not work. And so, you know, what I'm trying to say is I still have this disease, but now I have some tools. Now I have you all that I can call and see what you're doing. And maybe that's a thing that, oh, maybe it doesn't help me today. Maybe somebody's share doesn't help me today. But maybe when I go out tomorrow, something you said is going to click in a situation that I have, and I have another choice, a different chance of responding to this person and not being so tied up in myself. And I don't even know how much time I have left. How much? We have a timer?
Yes, you have a minute and 30 seconds left.
Perfect. I was wondering, I said, well, if there's 12 steps, that's at least 12 minutes, and so you have to be able to wind this up. And so I'm just glad to be here today, and because this has changed my life. You know, it has truly changed my life, and I am really grateful, and I'm grateful for all of you because you're what helps me on this journey. So thanks.